from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, Zig Fricassi from Sirius XM going to be stopping by the Sports Bar here in just a couple few. He's in Canton.
Yeah, I went to this years ago. It's fun. I haven't been, though, since they put all this money into the stadium and into the museum itself. But if you love football, it's one of the places you got to hit. But just to give you an idea how much this has changed, I went the year that Joe Gibbs and Charlie Joyner went in. And it was so informal, Danger. Like the front steps, we always see the NFL films footage where they were on the front steps. They don't do that anymore. Like, it was actually Jim Kelly that so many people were coming down for Kelly. Oh, we got to do something else. Let's put it in the stadium. That's how that all started back in 2002.
I got a little FOMO because I feel like as a fan, as a football fan, as a Bears fan, fear of missing out.
Gotcha.
I feel like this might have been the year for me to go. I've never been.
Yeah.
And this might have been the year for me to go. I've always loved Evan Hester, the player. Of course, Steve McMichael, legend. Peppers is great. These are all guys that I remember loving when they were in Chicago. And I don't know when the next round of players going in are going to be. Like, I know there are going to be a lot of good players going in. When Brady goes in, that's going to be exceptional, right? Like,
yeah, but you want your guy.
That's right.
Let's make ourselves a promise right now. And I don't think he gets in, but you and I have a relationship with Steve Tasker. Tasker and Browning are going to come on our show. We're going to do like a little crossover thing next week when we're back at camp. Really looking forward to that. If Tasker gets in, like the Bills Mafia is going to descend. I'm trying to wonder, like, who is the next guy? And I think the answer is nobody. Like, who is the next Buffalo Bill to get in the Hall of Fame? I don't know if there's anybody that's sitting out there right now. And I would say, hey, it's Tasker.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's like the last of that era. And certainly during the drought era, there might be guys going in that had some kind of connection to Buffalo. I mean,
for clarity's sake, okay. He's a Bills fan. You shouldn't go down and celebrate Marshawn Lynch. Okay, he didn't make his name in Buffalo. There were a few good years. For that reason, you weren't really like, yeah, T.O.'s going in. Woo, the 1 year.
Right.
Although he didn't show up, if you remember.
That was a big deal.
Yeah,
that would be, you're right. I mean, if that ever happens, that would be bananas. I mean, does all of Buffalo go to Canton for that weekend? I think so. That would be absolutely insane. So we had the game last night in Canton. The new kickoff rule is in effect, and Zig was there for all of it. So we'll get his take on everything that happened last night in Canton and on last night's game, and of course this weekend's festivities.
Yeah, and you still could go down if you wanted to go down for Saturday. I don't even know. Like, you need a ticket? You just kind of show up?
I've got a good weekend planned already, Gino. I mean, it's my daughter's 20th birthday weekend. I've got a good 14-pound brisket right now.
Oh,
getting to room temperature. And we'll be seasoning that bad boy up tonight to throw it on the egg and let it go overnight.
You're not going to the supermarket. You're going to the special meat place.
I went to the meat market. Yeah. I have a spot. I have a spot that I go to that's, I have a West Side spot that I go to that I'm a big fan of. And every time I go in there, they give me a little tip here, a little tip there. Hey, the tip they gave me last time, I'm sorry if I'm getting a little bit off the rails here, but if you're a barbecue person, I'd love to hear your take on this, because they told me this, and I swear I tried it, and I'm like, that might be the best thing I've eaten that I've smoked to this point. A lot of people will tell you use a binder before you put the rub on. Some people use olive oil. Some people use mustard. Some people use anything. This guy's told me to use sriracha as a binder. Used it. Loved it. It's fantastic. Might go back to the sriracha binder before we throw that brisket on the egg and do some smoking this weekend for my daughter's birthday party. I can't wait for it. We have Zig?
We got Zig. We found Zig. Zig Kassi, NFL Radio. He's in Canton. Zig, is this your first time in Canton?
Hey, guys. No, it's more like, I think, my 12th or 13th time here.
Wow.
You're the expert,
yeah,
then. So you're the guy that we want to talk to, because, you know, for guys like me that have never been, you can be our ears and eyes, and I'm going to live vicariously through you as a Bears guy, seeing Hester and McMichael and even Peppers going in this weekend. What's the scene like so far there, Zig?
Oh, it's been tremendous. Spent some time with the Bears people today. In fact, their longtime broadcaster, really good guy too, Jeff Joniak, and just getting some perspective, and obviously, you know, a storied franchise that they are, and a lot of buzz with this year's team. So it's kind of, you know, it's almost like, I don't know, you've gone to the buffet, but you don't want to eat too many times or else you're going to get full, or, you know, or too full or whatever. But between the enthusiasm of this year's team, and then obviously Hester, maybe the greatest return guy of all time, Peppers had a couple of really good years there, and obviously, Mongo, it's sad because obviously of his health condition, but still it honors that great 85 Bears defense. Had some good stuff with Richard Dent today talking about Mongo, how he was able to pressure the inside and make things easier for Dent and the gang on the outside. So it was a definite Chicago Bears flavor to the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year.
Zig, what is it like talking to these all-time greats? Because you talk to players today that are in the game, and they're just focused up on what's next. And I've always found that some of the best conversations, you're lucky enough to be talking to not only the guys that are going in, but some of these Hall of Famers that are coming back to celebrate there. What is it like talking to these all-time greats?
You know, it's really great. I was chatting today with Darrell Revis, of course, Revis Island, maybe the best corner of his particular generation. And I asked him, like, you know, he went in last year. I says, has it really, like, now that it's been a year, maybe settled things down, has it sunk in? And then there was, like, kind of this reflective pause and everything like that. And I think he's still overwhelmed by the fact that he's in, you know, among the, what is it, less than, basically 400 people or around that point of people who played or administrated or coached this game that are in the walls of Canton. And we always have the, you know, the good war stories, if you will, about how this guy played against this guy and everything like that. And still the history of the game is pretty preserved. And then, you know, as far as if guys, the older guys, maybe if they still follow today's game, I would say that you probably have a cross section of guys that maybe don't follow the game as close, but you've got, I talked with Anthony Munoz today, the Bengals icon. He's obviously watching Caleb Williams, for example, because it's a USC guy. So he's still dialed in the game and obviously still with the Bengals in that organization, very high on Joe Burrow and their prospects this year. So you get a cross section of guys that maybe don't follow the game as close, but others that do. So it's just really a great educational experience. I've always said this, guys, it's like your football cards come to life when you go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Zig, when we had the game last night, I mean, for a game that was an exhibition without any starters, I thought it was a fairly entertaining game, and I think it drew a lot of eyeballs because of that new rule, the kickoff rule. So how did it look to you? How did it come across there in person? We saw how it came across on screen. We actually heard Devin Hester kind of say he's a little iffy on this rule as well. And if you had a chance to talk to Devin Hester, I'm curious to get his thoughts on this new rule, as he might be the best of all time.
Yeah, I didn't, but I think our guys, of course, Western New York's Vic Carucci and, of course, Howard Balzer, they had a chance to chat with Devin, I think, today. In fact, we just got back from the press briefing over there at the Canton Repository, the legendary newspaper here in Canton. And that reaffirms, you know, I heard the same comments too, that he's a little bit iffy on the, you know, to me, guys, it's almost like you're watching something, but then like you go up to use the bathroom or you go to the kitchen to get something to drink. You pause your DVR. Then when you go back to hit play, that, to me, seems like what the kickoff is, because the action really doesn't start until the kicker kicks off the ball, and then it's like everybody starts moving around like the, you know, the electric board games that we all had in the 70s. So that's how that works. In terms of the game, yeah, it wasn't that bad. Obviously, Brett Rippon, a guy that's still trying to, you know, latch onto a team. I thought Cam Akers ran the ball pretty well. I know he's trying to make a spot in the National Football League. Unfortunately, multiple injuries the last couple of seasons. So, you know, everybody talks about this not being it's meaningless. The guys aren't playing this. Man, tell that to Cam Akers, who's trying to revive his career in the NFL. Or tell that to the guy who's trying to make it on special teams and all that. There's still a lot of meaning to what supposedly is a meaningless game.
Zig Fercassi is our guest anchoring the coverage, which you'll be able to hear tomorrow as, of course, greats going into the Hall of Fame. Zig, I drove past the stadium, Tom Benson Stadium, last year, and when you're on the express, like, whoa, where did that come from? That, like, you don't realize, like, that's a... And again, it's been years there, and I would imagine one of these years you've taken the experience, and tell us about the improvements and what the experience is like, because I know probably a lot of our listeners are wondering, all right, if it's not this weekend, you know, that might be a fun kind of trip to go down to Canton.
Yeah, I mean, I've been coming here, you know, since 2007, 2008, one of those years. And I can remember when none of that was around, because it was basically, you know, one set of stands on, like, if you're looking out from the press box, there's one set of stands, and then under you, there would be a set of stands, and both end zones were vacant. But within the last, 15, 16 years, obviously, Tom Benson, the late great owner of the New Orleans Saints, made a big endowment to the stadium, and with all the business coming in and everything like that, they have made this facility, for as small as it is, guys, really, really top shelf. It's like, it's like a compact stadium, but yet it's got a lot of the modern amenities, and it just goes to show that you know, the vision David Baker had when he was president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame has really come to fruition. Like, for example, before you go into the hall, there's like a little plaza around there. And now there's a Shula's Steakhouse. There's places to eat, places to shop. When I was coming here, that was a pipe dream. You know, they're going to be putting up, I think, a Hilton, I want to say. They've got a hotel going in. So David Baker's vision was true. You know, make this just more than a Hall of Fame stadium. Almost make it a year-round type of venue. So that vision, I think, is getting close to fulfilled. You know, just going down memory lane here, I think somebody on X, maybe Pro Football Journal or something, recently posted the 1974 Hall of Fame game with the Cardinals, who were then in St. Louis, against the Bills. And think about how it changed from 1974. Basically, you maybe had one grandstand of seats, and everything was on a lawn.
Yeah.
So fast forward 50 years, now you've got this truly modern edifice in Canton, Ohio.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Zig, Gino was talking about his last trip to Canton, and we were thinking what it would be like if Steve Tasker ever got in. We're trying to think of any Buffalo Bills that you know still haven't gotten in, and Tasker's the name. And you know, we have a relationship with Steve. He's on our station, and we hear him every day. We see him. And he's the best, right? To walk us through what the ceremony is like. Is it still like, I think, Gene, when you said you went there, you just basically show up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Zig. So I went the year that Joe Gibbs and Charlie Joyner went in. It was just, you know, it was so casual. It was like, hey, what are we doing this weekend? Ah, you know what? I've never done that. Let's go down. And me and a couple buddies went down, right. And it was on the front steps. Anybody could show up.
Yep.
And then we hung out. We watched afterward the Hall of Fame game between the Colts and the Saints. And it was a fun Saturday afternoon. And I believe it was Jim Kelly that, okay, we got too big a crowd here. We got to move this in. We got to make it bigger and bigger and bigger. So I haven't been back since they kind of moved this to its own thing on a Saturday. What is it like?
Oh, Gino, like, you're absolutely right, because we're showing our age here. When this used to be a time when you had the Hall of Fame speeches, then you played the Hall of Fame game the same day, and then I think over time you started to figure out, well, you know what, in anything, especially in this country, you know, there could be money made. So why not have the game on a separate day? And then they moved it to Sunday. And then we all know what happened with the coagulation of the field, which made it feel like an ice skating rink. That's why the Packers, and I forgot who they were playing, they couldn't play the game because the field was so treacherous. So they decided then, you know, have a game on Thursday night. Then, like, Saturday, you have the ceremony. Sunday night, was it Carrie Underwood, I believe, is doing a concert here. So this could become, guys, more of a weekend. And the ceremony itself, it's changed a lot, especially within the last few years, because now, essentially, the speeches are timed. In fact, the presenter is not even live. Well, they're there to unveil the bust, but the speech is pre-recorded, and then, you know, the person comes on, they unveil the bust, and then they make their speech, and generally those are kept, maybe 8 to 10 minutes each, because we had an issue a few years ago when you had Dion, I think it was, or not Dion, it was, I forgot who it was, Brett Favre, and some of these other guys, they literally had like half hour each speeches. So if you imagine trying to keep people in the stands when it's hot out too, and this was at night, they had this, you know, it's like it got to be like a 4 hour, 4.5 hour ceremony. So now it's more streamlined than it used to be, but it's changed quite a bit since the last time Gino was there. So it's more of an event, more streamlined, and you know, I think they're going to try to get everything done within 3 hours tomorrow.
And still, is it a ticketed event? It is something that you buy your tickets in advance if you're going to go to the ceremony and you want to sit through the speeches and everything?
Yeah, I believe it is. You can pay for the ticket. And then, they've also, with the NFL, you can also Do package deals.
I was going to say,
tie it in with a two or three night stay at a hotel or whatever. So, it is still a ticketed event.
Zig Fricassi joining us from Ohio. Zig, really appreciate the time there. And, before we let you go, quick thought on the Buffalo Bills. As we saw your guys there, Jim Miller stopped by there, joined us when we were out at Fisher last week. What are you seeing from Buffalo here in a year of transition?
Well, I think our guys were out there, too, this past week. Jim and Pat were there at Bills
camp.
I think it was either Monday or Tuesday. So it just seems to be they're expected to be good, but I still think because of the turnover with the roster and some brand names being, obviously dismissed or let go, whatever the case might be, I think there's still a little bit of a question mark. Basically, too, it's like who's going to be – is there going to be a top pass catcher? Because, Coleman seems to be wowing people in practice and all that. But, you got to wait till you see in terms of putting the pads on and everything like that. Is that something that bodes well for Josh Allen? Instead of having alpha male for one receiver, you spread the wealth a little bit. You mentioned Von Miller. Apparently, he's looked very, very good. So if he's revived, I think that helps the defense quite a bit. I think there's a sense there that, the Jets with Rodgers will be dangerous. Miami loaded up, obviously, on the offensive side of the ball. New England's got a lot of work to do. And, there's still Buffalo, the four-time straight AFC East champs. They're still maybe laying in the weeds. And I think there's just, again, because from a national perception, because of who's going to step up to be the receiver and some of the losses they've had on defense, and if Milano comes back, there's still a few question marks, but still, when you got Josh Allen and that coaching staff there, they are always going to be in competition and always be up there for a playoff spot.
Zig, you're the best. We'll be listening for you on the Bird, and appreciate you being our ears and eyes in Canton today.
Mike, Gino, always good being with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Zig. Zig Fricassi.
Sirius XM, you can hear Zig there, and Western New Yorker there in Canton, Ohio, letting us know everything that's going on.
So I can remember details about things from long, long ago, and I can't remember what I did yesterday, right? It's with a lot of us. After we went to that game, then you talk to locals and like, where should we go grab a bite? And like, you got to go over to Massillon, Chris Spielman's place. So this is before sports bars are a thing now, right? You got chains, you got this, you got that. Chris Spielman, at the time, a big linebacker with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Later, he would join the Buffalo Bills.
But Ohio State product, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And right from the area, too. Open this. Anybody who went to that, just amazing restaurant, sports bar, memorabilia everywhere. And I'm like, oh my gosh, does Chris Spielman still have it? And I just read up, no, it closed long ago, the year 2010. It's now a synagogue.
Really?
that's quite a transition there. Yeah.
Restaurant business is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. All those guys that open up restaurants, I don't know, people are like, you go every year in Chicago, you ever go to Ditka's? You ever go to Michael Jordan? I'm like, no, never.
No, it's, Jim Kelly had a sports bar downtown Rochester, too, sports restaurant. I guess it would be fun to lend your name to something
Thurman's
like that.
Thurman's got his name on the Batavia place, right?
The Batavia place,
yeah.
But that's, you're supported by Batavia Downs.
That's
there,
right.
It's a little different when you're on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought you were going to say that the locals were telling you to go to Hooters or something like that. Yeah, we all go to Hooters. It's a local place that we have here.
We used to have one in Rochester.
We did.
Yeah.
I remember it from, it was like when I moved here in the late 90s. It was right there on Jefferson Road.
Yes.
Yes. And there was another place, too, on Jefferson Road that was similar to Hooters, but not Hooters. Do you remember the Tilted Kilt?
I thought you were going to say what Hooters became. Do you remember what Hooters became? Hooters pulls out, and then it's, we got to come up with some sort of idea. And it was kind of creepy. Cheerleaders USA.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not.
Tilted Kilt.
I forgot about Cheerleaders USA. I did forget about that. So there was a boom there for a little bit in the late 90s of restaurants with scantily clad waitstaff. That went from Hooters to
Cheerleaders
USA.
Tilted Kilt.
Tilted Kilt. Okay.
Forgot about the Tilted Kilt.
We're going to take a break and come back. Happy Hour is next. Man, we have an epic weekend in front of us. Let's get there. We have your calls on the way at 866-4FAN. You can join us at 866-4326. The NFL gets over the Hall of Fame game last night. And before we leave at 6 o'clock, we should know, what helmet did Josh Allen wear out of the tunnel at Highmark for the return of the blue and the red?
He might be coming out there for warm-ups any minute. So if you didn't go to the blue and the red, okay, you can live vicariously with us here.
Yeah, we'll be following along here and reporting as they happen here at Highmark Stadium. More next in Happy Hour, the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Thanks for joining us on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.